Well, Britain is set to triple the amount of money it's spending on its Trident nuclear weapons program to renew it in the next decade, despite a recession that is cutting the defense budget by billions. Nagas Mobadri reports on why Britain's elites still think nuclear weapons are the way to go.
A just-released report has concluded that in the next decade, Britain's Trident nuclear weapons program will cost the country over a third of its military's equipment budget. According to experts, the current cost is about 10%. Paul Ingram from the British American Security Information Council, or BASIC, says that even this threefold spike could be an underestimation.
Essentially, over the next 10 years, it's going to be around about this third. But as we go into the 2020s, Britain's spending on the nuclear deterrent will remain high all the way through the next decade. So we're actually predicting a spend of about 40%.
The British military is being stretched. Experts say it has an eye on foreign intervention, but without the finances to make a move. The Ministry of Defence has to reduce spending by £4.1 billion by 2015. It's the biggest round of military cuts since the Cold War. Tens of thousands of soldiers will have to go as the government tries to close the £38 billion black hole in its defence budget. That means that even some inside the Ministry of Defence are unhappy with this extra nuclear cost.
Britain's nuclear deterrent is, by and large, a political weapon. Its use is decided not by the military, but by politicians. And so, therefore, people in the Ministry of Defence here largely see it as a plaything of the politicians rather than their own weapon. Therefore, there are lots of debates going on within the Ministry of Defence, lots of opposition to this huge spend, to this what they perceive to be a cuckoo in the nest.
The nuclear weapons debate was a huge political issue in Britain in the 1980s. There were huge protests and it was a firm election topic. But not anymore. Today, there is just public apathy. But the recession could change all that.
In a time of austerity, when people are seeing their local hospitals closing departments, when schools are closing, when there is huge pressure on public spending, and that pressure will only increase over the next 4 or 5 years, people will stop being as apathetic as they have been on this issue, because it will be a choice between schools and hospitals and retaining the nuclear deterrent.
Paul Ingram says nuclear weapons always involve a double standard, one that seems more apparent at a time of austerity. Even the coalition government disagrees on whether Trident should be renewed. The coalition government's stalemate over Trident will only delay the inevitable renewal of Britain's nuclear weapons, and that's going to raise some sticky questions the government will find increasingly difficult to answer, like why they're spending on Trident when they're cutting public spending elsewhere, and of course threatening other countries over the same issue. Nagas Mobadri, Press TV, London.
Joining me now on the line from London is Mr. Chris Bambury. He's a political analyst. Sir, welcome to the program. Now, with all the trouble that Britain is in right now, is this a wise choice to pump so much money into its nuclear arsenal? Can you explain what is the logic behind it, really?
Well, the logic behind it is a rather strange logic, but it's to maintain Britain's status as a second-rank imperial power with a seat in the United Nations Security Council. Britain feels it has to have these nuclear weapons. Incidentally, they're not British nuclear weapons. They're bought from the United States. They're rented from the United States. But Britain feels it has to have this, just as France needs to have nuclear weapons. And, of course, there's two things I think need to be said about this. Firstly, at a time, as I said on the report, when hospitals, schools and other public spending have been cut back, when living standards have been driven down, we're seeing austerity measures across the board, this government is spending this huge amount of money for nuclear weapons, weapons which can never be used apart from in the destruction of our planet. And secondly, of course, Britain is going around the world lecturing countries like Iran and its nuclear program, which is a peaceful nuclear program, at exactly the same time as it's spending billions on these weapons of mass destruction. So there's hypocrisy, and there's a reaction which I think is going to come from people in Britain who think, well, what would you rather have, nuclear weapons or schools or hospitals? And it's not much of a choice, is it? It's an easy one. Not much of a you choose schools and hospitals over nuclear weapons. So I think there's two elements here. There's an element of foreign policy where Britain is accused of hypocrisy, and secondly, there's a domestic issue where people are going to say austerity, but they can find money for replacing Trident. No thanks. We want that money used for our benefit, for the benefit of the people of Britain.
Thank you very much, political analyst Mr. Chris Bambury from London.